The time is 2:07. Beautiful day here in central Wisconsin at our studios on East Wausau Avenue in Wausau. Fair skies, 80 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Full Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. FullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa. Quite a day. For anybody that knows what I'm going through here since last August. We're in transition. We are still in our studios here on East Wausau Avenue. We'll be moving downtown. We will be as well, hopefully, getting some real people in this building. I have been by myself, but today just had a chance to see our former state representative, Mandy Wright, came in to do some recording. Coming up later, got a very special guest, United States Senator Tammy Baldwin, who is in Wausau today. We're going to have Senator Baldwin on at about 3:20 this afternoon. And very happy to welcome back for our May visit, the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. And
hey.
Katie, hey, good to
How's
see you.
How's it going? Yeah, T-ball in the house today.
I tell ya, I did not mean to double book incredible guests, but it just happened to fall this way.
We're here for you constantly.
Well, number
it was
one.
Wonderful to see Mandy.
I know, huh?
Love her.
I mean, it got me thinking when I was, you know, I was talking to Mandy, thinking about you and Tammy Baldwin coming in. When you talk about serving the people that elect you, and I think right now in our country, we see too often where it just feels like, again, there are these big divides in a lot of different ways.
You don't say, sir.
But but I was thinking about, especially Senator Baldwin, we have two U.S. senators in this state. And something that's so impressive about Senator Baldwin is when you look at the topics that she talks about compared to the topics that the other senator from Wisconsin talks about, so many of what he talks about concern, I think, the wedge issues, the national wedge issues,
right,
to allow, you know, the cable news people to call him up and say, hey, will you come on and talk about wedge issue A, wedge issue B, or wedge issue C? And then you look at Tammy Baldwin. I got an email from the senator staff just yesterday. Where did I put that?
Right here.
Reach over.
There's
here.
There's a lot of papers
I
in
tell
here,
you. Well, I don't just come here. It sounds like I just come here and start talking. But she's talking, sent out an email. It's called Tammy Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about putting farmers first, talking about farm issues, talking about talking about maternal health crisis, talking about taking down unfair trade barriers. And this one I really liked. Saving AM radio.
Hey.
So it's like, but again, she really goes to the roots. And I think that's the way you look at it as well in terms of the job. Because there's a lot of different ways you can do your job.
Oh.
How do you, you know, it's about serving the people that are, in your case, the city of Wausau.
Yeah, you either want to serve the people or you want to be a megalomaniac. So I would much rather be the person that is serving the people. And, you know, you're not always going to get everybody's support 100% of the time. But today I actually had the honor of attending a roundtable with Senator Baldwin. She assembled a group of veterans and, you know, organizers for veterans groups. Sorry, I'm afraid to touch the microphone when we're on the air. It's going to sound weird. Now you can hear me better.
There you go.
But she,
they heard you fine, but run it even better.
I know you know all about this radio magic. But she, also got an award. The DAV gave her an award for her incredible work helping veterans.
Mm.
You know, they talked a lot about the PACT Act and what that means, what's that doing for people. And, you know, I learned quite a bit. You know, I have the benefit also of If anything in Wausau is going on, or if you live in Wausau or near Wausau or think that I'm your mayor, they will pick up the phone and call my office and say, hey, what about this? So that's why I try to attend some of this stuff so that I have answers for people. It's incredible, the people that are helped by this and, you know, the different things like presumptive illnesses of being a veteran in your service. It really matters to get those on the record so that you are able to get the support you need and the healthcare you need. So she's fighting for all of us every single moment.
When you as a mayor, because you have to deal with elected officials at different levels of government, what's it like dealing with Senator Baldwin? Is she somebody that has been able to be a terrific partner for the city of Wausau?
She's incredible. And, you know, like there are some things that maybe I don't always know every detail about that I'm kind of questioning. But overall, she is probably one of our biggest supporters here in Wausau. You know, she showed up in January and gave us $1.6 million to help with our PFAS solution. That is saying something. And it wasn't just Wausau she was supporting. She was supporting Rib Mountain, and she did this with other communities across the state as well. So she truly cares. And that's the other thing. Her staff, I can let them know at 1 in the morning something is wrong and I need help and who do I talk to. They'll get back to me. It's no problem. We're lucky.
I would say I was impressed with that as well. I mean, because, again, we're just one station within our civic media network. And I reached out, a few weeks back, just on a whim. I'd love to have her come on by. And they got back to me so quickly, said, hey, we're going to be in Wausau on the 23rd. Will this work? I said, that would be fantastic. Again, you just like to see response. It's so easy to respond with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
We have to take a quick time out. You mentioned the words or the letters PFAS.
I'm sorry.
We have to talk about that again. But plenty to talk about here. Our monthly visit with the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. We'll have more coming up here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, coming up in the second hour at approximately 3:20, we'll be joined by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, again in Wausau here today. She's very nice to swing on over to our studios on East Wausau Avenue. But right now, we are talking to the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, and you mentioned PFAS.
And I did.
What Senator Baldwin has done to help. Before we talk about the meeting tonight and what may be occurring tonight, we're still in the midst of the budget discussions, and I did see a story that the Republicans, after showing next to no interest in terms of putting any kind of financing into this very important issue, has put in something into the budget. But the thing about it is, and you can slap me on the hand if you want.
I'm not going to slap you.
But just reading about this meeting you have tonight with an attorney, that we are, in a sense, we're just scratching the surface right now of the entire issue. The folks here in Wausau feel like, hey, well, we're way past, the beginning of it, but it's only because Wausau got in on the front edge of this. I guess I would say the good news is that they are acknowledging it, but the bad news is, boy, the numbers are going to have to get much bigger eventually, aren't they?
Yeah, we're going to, I've been pretty open about the fact that I've been pushing for more funding related to PFAS. And, I asked the governor to put in $500 million for PFAS. And, you know, again, he didn't laugh me out of the room. Mm-hmm. And his staff took my, seven-page report seriously.
Right.
But I think this is one of those things where you don't know it's a problem until everybody in your community starts telling you it's a problem. And it's a problem in Wausau because we're all having to pay for it right now, right?
Yep.
This is the issue. We're not alone. We're far ahead. And I guess the thing that I'm a little nervous about, I'm excited. I'm glad we are putting $125 million towards PFAS in the budget, at least the assembly version. I'm a little nervous about what is the regulation going to look like? What are you going to ask us to be doing? Is it consistent with best practices? Is this going to help us get where we need to go? Are we going to be taking tools away from our DNR? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of questions, I think, probably that need to be answered still. But, you know, we're stepping in the right direction, and I want to assume positive intent with all of this. And, you know, we got to get this budget done by July, so, like, let's go. Let's go.
Along the budget lines, before we, again, we talk about water, but along the same lines, you talked about, you know, basically strings. What strings will be attached to all of this? And we're seeing a lot of that discussion when it comes to the shared revenue.
Oh, yeah.
And what's being discussed and the differences even between the Assembly Republicans and the Senate Republicans and then, of course, the governor as well. And the lot of strings that are being put involved in it. As the mayor of Wausau, what are you seeing with what you're reading about, what you're hearing about with the shared revenue issue and perhaps what strings may be involved? I imagine that maybe it's not the same as what they're talking about in terms of what Milwaukee
has to
deal with.
Right, we're not Milwaukee,
exactly.
So we're definitely facing different.
But what in terms of what you want to see, what you're hearing, is it somewhat close? Is it not
so
close?
Yeah, you know, I think any way we get to it, we do have to fix shared revenue. It's broken. We are relying on the backs of property taxpayers right now to fund local government, and it's really hard. It's hard on taxpayers. You know, I'm hearing from them every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. So fixing this is really important. You know, the governor's executive budget would have given us an extra, a little more than $3 million. And a lot of that would go towards fire and police and public safety things, which is fine. That's where the majority of our budget is going to be growing because we hired 13 new firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
So no problem. The assembly budget has passed. It looks like it's just under $1 million more for Wausau, which, again, we will not have any problem even if there are strings attached to public safety, which is likely kind of that approach. But, you know, we like flexibility. We like being able to make decisions on behalf of our community.
To be honest with you, and again, we're talking to Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. One of the strings that I read about that kind of annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
Something tends to annoy me once in a while.
Hey, man. We all got them.
But one of the strings was in terms of you know, public safety is to actually putting the amount of
Quotas?
The quotas.
It's nonsense, right?
And that reminds me of when you talk about for-profit prisons, where it's like, well, if you have a for-profit prison, you better make sure all the beds are filled, just like a hotel.
That's
but the idea that somebody should have to go out there and arrest somebody or give or tickets and talk about what counts in terms of, of some of these. It's silly, isn't it?
Yeah, and I would say if you would talk to almost every police officer or chief or, you know, anyone in law enforcement, their goal is to not have crime. How about that?
I know.
So we're putting efforts towards, you know, working with our unhoused population. We're putting money towards working on mental health in our area. We're putting a lot of money towards these resources to help people not have that big footprint with the justice system.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. So then to say, but actually we want you to have these continued, you know, touches with people. You know, I that's where the flexibility needs to be there.
Anybody who's younger than me, when I throw you in this category, will probably just, you know, roll their eyes when I give this example.
Okay.
A couple of nights ago, and I got home after work. I was after doing a ball game, and I was watching an old episode, and they're all old episodes because it hasn't been on for, you know, 50 plus years, of the Andy Griffith Show. And Andy and Barney went to the state capitol to try to get some money for improvements in the sheriff's office of Mayberry.
There you go.
And the guy behind the desk said, well, I really don't think we're going to be able to, you know, to get you anything because looking at your, you know, your crime rate, it's just nothing. You don't see many arrests. You don't see what, you know, doing anything. And then Andy goes, he goes to him, he goes, so you're saying that maybe me and my deputy should just slow down our work and let the crime rate catch up to us. And that was this, and I thought that's exactly what's going on here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, right?
That you have to have these numbers on a sheet to say whether or not you're doing the job when there's so many different ways to do the job.
Right, and you know we have public pressures on us too to have people outside of police making some of these contacts. Right, we have a CART team with mental health therapists and folks that are not, you know, armed officers or
mm-hmm.
uniformed. So it's really important that we're able to be flexible, and you know you can put money towards some of these efforts without it having to be tied to tickets or quotas, right? Like, that's important. I think, I'm sure that that's going to be something that is on the chopping block, right? I mean, I know the Senate's taking it up today, so we'll see, right?
Well, Robin Voss likes having control, so that's the bottom line.
See, megalomaniacs are servants. What do we got?
Let's talk water. Because you are mayor water.
I know. I can't get away from it. It's fine.
Okay.
I'd rather be that than most anything.
Well, one of the latest stories in the last month or so was the water rate increase in the city of Wausau. Yep. The thing about it is you had a hearing where nobody spoke. There have been some written statements. And the thing about it that's kind of interesting to me, and I'll see if it's interesting to you or not.
It's all interesting, man.
Is the fact that, there's people that are writing saying, hey, this is, way too much and that we can't afford it. There are others who are saying, we understand it. We may rather have it go up, I think, a little more incrementally. But when you see that there hasn't been, I guess for lack of better terms, pitchforks out there, do you have a sense that the people of the city understand the situation?
Yeah, I think they do understand it. And, I didn't see the final number of comments. I know comments closed yesterday, but I read everyone up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt good about reading those comments. But the one thing that did hit me was the comment that I saw a couple times, this theme of, we didn't pollute the water. We didn't do this. Why do we have to pay it? I mean, I understand that I don't want it, but why are we doing this? And so, it got me kind of wanting to push a little harder on holding, the polluters accountable. And so, we've been talking a lot about this, and it's time. I know you're leading into this. It's time now that we act, I think. And, I could do this on my own. I could say, all right, we're hiring this attorney. And, I'm not spending money. It follows our procurement policy. But it's such a big issue. I want the council to weigh in. I want the community to understand what we're doing. It's really important that we get this right.
I've been having a long runway getting to that.
Yeah, I feel it.
Well, one more question before we actually get to that, because I want to, one more question about the proposal from the assembly for the PFAS money. How would that affect Wausau? Is this for lack of a better way of looking at it, say, hey, that number ultimately gets through the Senate, then the governor signs the budget, and that is the number. What would that mean specifically for the city of Wausau?
Yeah, I'd have to look. We're already well on our way with the infrastructure being built and things like that. We're not...
Would that help the city in any
way? It would help us. Absolutely, it would. We have this temporary solution that we now have with resin, and every time we swap that out, it will be about $1 million to do that. So we expect to have to do that two more times before our permanent solution is in place. And we are getting help from the DNR. We got 70% principal forgiveness on some of this stuff. So really, it's critical. But funding those programs more will help us more. So we want all of that.
We got to take a break here in just a minute
or
two, but I don't want to get into the attorney stuff until after the break. But what I want to ask you is, you said you'd read all the letters. Other than the folks who very rightly say, hey, we did not cause this problem, what else were they saying? I imagine that was very interesting to take a look at.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. Did you get a chance to read them? Did you see them?
I did not.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I don't know how this appears to the public.
Yeah, I did not see
that. So people thought that it was very expensive, right? And when we're talking at rate increases of 60%, when we're talking percentages, oh man, it's scary. We're talking about $18 a month-ish, maybe $50 a quarter. It's still quite a bit if you're not ready for this. But people by and large understood it. I think maybe what I wish that I could have done even more so, and maybe I didn't understand it completely either, is that when the initial rate case went before the PSC, they only funded half of it. They said, hey, come back to us when your asset is online, because they didn't want to fund something that might not happen. And again, we knew what was happening, but that's the thing that they said to us. So we're following their orders and doing this, but it's a little bit more than we expected.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's... Pain was going to come. It's really, I think that's is a credit to the citizenry that they understand it.
Right.
That, as much as we want to go through something like that and not have it be painful at all.
Yeah. Now that it's federal news too, it's a big deal. We're way ahead.
And again, that is, I think, one of the big points to remind people that the city was ahead of so many others, and it's a good thing.
Good and bad.
It's good and bad.
I'm sleeping
right
now, finally.
Yeah, that's right. We do have to take a time out. We're going to have a news update coming up. We'll hear the national news headlines from CBS. We'll have Brittany Merlot with our area and statewide news headlines from Civic Media as well. And again, don't forget, in hour number two, again, we'll be joined by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in the second hour at about 3:20. She is in Wausau today. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Again, a big day. In fact, beyond the show, and as exciting as it is to have the mayor on, as exciting as it is to have Senator Tammy Baldwin on, also very excited because when I'm done with the show, I'm heading over to Sunnyvale Park, playoff softball.
I mean,
around the girls all day with you and the senator, and now we'll be able to see the Newman Catholic softball team in action.
Listen, we're taking over
against Wausaukee, and we'll have that starting with the pregame show at 4:20, and then the first pitch at 4:30, right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And also, I got Senator Agard tomorrow.
She's
coming to Wausau next week. You know,
she is a delight. I know she invited me.
Oh, you're going to be there?
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely. Next Thursday, the 1st, and she's going to come on, talk about the issue she'll be talking about there. It is very
interesting.
Grassroots. So we'll talk to Melissa Agard, the Senate Minority Leader, the Senate Democratic Leader, tomorrow at 3:15. So again, all the power is coming right through here. I like that.
Yeah.
But again, we're talking to Mayor Katie Rosenberg, monthly visit here on Bow Falls Radio. I know you have work tonight.
Yes, we do.
You have a council meeting tonight, and one of the aspects is you're going to be hearing a presentation from an attorney that's got experience in terms of trying to, as you've read in some of those letters, to try to get some of the folks who are responsible for the water issues to pay their fair share. Number one, what's happening tonight?
Yeah, so we've been approached, the city attorney and I have been approached by several. I wish I had a good ballpark of numbers, but she'll have those numbers together for us tonight by attorneys and law firms.
I can imagine that some of those that we see at about 2 a.m. at night on TV.
Yeah. So they are telling us like, oh, you got to hold these polluters accountable. It's time. And, you know, yes, it is time. We weren't quite ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're also concerned about, you know, what this does to our community. Lawsuits aren't easy for any community, and entering into one is kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things we talked about with the specific attorney we'll have tonight giving the presentation was holding the manufacturers of PFAS accountable as opposed to anybody locally, because we know that the responsible party investigation will take a while, years and years, and also any lawsuit would too. But we do know who produced PFAS in the United States. So that's what we're going to be talking about. I think it'll be interesting for the council to hear more about it. And then we have an opportunity if they want to go into closed session and ask questions about strategy, which is not something we would talk about in the public. But that's what we'll be talking about. But I do have an opportunity for them to vote on it to enter into this lawsuit.
Obviously, when you get involved with lawyers, there's a cost factor. Mm-hmm. How confident do you have to be in terms of ultimately at the other end of this process being, you know, compensated for the city and for the taxpayers in the city. But again, there's always that worry about, because as you talked about, budget numbers are always very tight.
Yeah. So one of the things about this specific attorney is that he's working on a contingency. So we will work out what that cost is when we win. And I say when, you know, I've been looking at these, the variety of lawsuits similar to ours, and including the opioid crisis and settlement. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of opportunity here. I feel confident that we have a case and that it will be something that we can settle. But the reason that we need to talk about it now and not maybe even next month is that we are now seeing some of these manufacturers declare bankruptcy, go out of business, a variety of things. So we want to be on record right away.
And also, I would imagine, as we talked about earlier, that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah.
That we're going to see other communities have to go through the process, and ultimately they'll try as well to be involved in it. So, again, I imagine it's not going to be a simple discussion, but it's a discussion you have to start.
Yeah, it's good to have this discussion. And, you know, there are a couple different ways to enter into this lawsuit. One of them is the multi-district litigation, which is what you're seeing with a lot of the things like the opioid crisis. And there are others that are pushed into this. They're starting the same way we are. So we don't know. We anticipate that this will start in circuit court, so right here locally.
I got to ask you, is this something that you started? Is it was something that came from the council? I mean, in terms of talking to this attorney, I'm always curious about where some of these initiatives come from.
Yeah.
I mean, and how closely do you work with the council on something like this?
Yeah. So this is something there was one specific council member who's been pushing me, like, why can't we hold them accountable right now? Why can't we do this? Why can't we do this? And it's actually the person who represents me, Alder Lukens in District 1. So thank you. And, you know, I had been thinking a lot about this and, you know, I'm cautious. I'm not just like willy-nilly, let's sue everyone. So I wanted to make sure we had the right kind of approach. And I had talked to this attorney a couple of times over the last year and a half, and I feel pretty good about that. And, you know, if that's something the council's interested in, we'll have a whole memo for them to see who we've all talked to and what they were saying.
I feel like saying something silly, but...
Do it!
What, Michael Gableman wasn't available?
That is silly. He didn't approach me. I'm not sure why.
Well, he would have wanted the money up front.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. I would rather, you know, make it a contingency.
Again, we are talking to Mayor Katie Rosenberg of Wausau here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. This is a question that came to me last night when I heard that Green Bay is getting the NFL draft in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And also I've seen on buses talking about the U.S. Senior Open that's coming to Stevens Point. I was going to ask you, do you think that Wausau's going to get some overrun in terms of some of these big events coming to Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. Especially the PGA stuff. That's huge. And I know that our Convention and Visitors Bureau has been involved in some of the marketing and like planning. I think I'd be interested, actually, if you heard from hotels, because I think they're probably full. And I know that in Stevens Point, they're so full that they're now like, anybody can be an Airbnb. Just sign up and be an Airbnb. So, you know, there's a lot going on. So that'll be exciting to see the impact. But I know that there's a lot of people who are real into golf.
Right.
I'm not necessarily one of those people, but I'm interested. I'm going to pop by and check it out for a little bit. I'll be on hole 18, so you can see me there.
I think more than anything else, you and everybody else is very happy to allow people to spend their money here in Central Wisconsin.
You get it. You get it. Yes, room tax fees all go, we're excited.
And that was the thing, even Green Bay, which seems like, that's a couple of hours away. But they're talking about, Milwaukee getting some overrun and Madison getting overrun. I'm thinking, why not Wausau being some overrun?
Yeah, it'll be huge. So, I'm going to want to go there for the draft, too. Holy cow. Wild.
I don't want to go to the draft. Oh, I'm too old for that now, I think.
I might but I'm still going to check it out.
Somebody sent me a text yesterday. Hey, are you in your hotel now? I said, where? Oh, Green Bay. No.
See, I'm just going to knock on the Green Bay mayor's door and say, hey, you got that extra room?
There you go. Absolutely. We got the former Green Bay mayor who's now with our civic media group.
Hey.
He's doing a show over in Green Bay in the morning.
Hey, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
I haven't listened to that yet,
I know.
But...
So it's like the longest serving mayor ever. So,
very popular.
Put a seed in your mind after you get done with your political
career. Oh, my God.
Career.
I already left media, dude.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
I only want to leave media once.
Yes, let's talk about some good news stuff, because so often it's we're going now, but basically Memorial Day is thought of as maybe the unofficial start of summer.
Yeah.
And what are you looking most forward to here in Wausau during the summer months?
Oh, man. I feel like this is the first year. You know, last year we were still kind of, I mean, I got COVID last year at the beginning of summer. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is the first year where we can finally kind of return to a little bit more normalcy. So I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about our events. I'm so excited about our fireworks. that'll be
that is, yeah.
huge.
Again, for folks, I mean, frankly, I've, you know, slipped my mind until you just mentioned it. What's being done again this year? It's a big combination.
We got a couple of municipalities together. We've got Schofield, Weston, Rothschild, Rib Mountain, and Wausau. And we're all going in on basically what's going to be the biggest fireworks display north of Madison. So if you're anywhere in this area, you're probably going to see or hear it, but we'll have a couple viewing sites. Each municipality is kind of taking responsibility for a variety of things. Maybe it's porta potties or food trucks or something like that in their various areas. So it's going to be nice, and I think we are ready for that. I'm ready to not hear complaints about not having any 4th of July goings on in Wausau.
And that's, I mean... And that's big. I mean, it really is big.
Yeah.
It's like you say, I mean, it always used to be we could just basically know they're going to have the 4th of July event at Marathon Park and then have the Wisconsin Valley Fair in July or August, whenever it was. I can't remember anymore. It's August, I think.
Yeah.
But again, it just felt like we kind of lost something the last few years.
Yeah.
And this is something that really is, again, we need things that bring people together, don't we?
Oh my gosh, yes. We need so many things to bring us together. There's so many opportunities for folks to divide us. And, you know, politics is one of those things. But, you know, we're all Americans here. And we can all celebrate. We have new neighbors. They can celebrate. You know, we have a lot of opportunity to come together over these events. So concerts on the square. I'm so excited about that. It's going to be lovely.
In terms of, you know, that aspect of the job. I mean, do you get involved in a lot of that? I mean, because obviously with the fireworks you do, but in terms of tourism dollars, in terms of trying to make Wausau a place for people to come, what part of the job does that entail?
Oh, my gosh. So when you're mayor, you are automatically a part of a gazillion different things. And one of them is, for instance, the Convention and Visitors Bureau Board. Mm. And so I went to a couple of meetings, obviously noteworthy at the beginning of my tenure. We kind of changed some things up and left the CVB until some serious changes were made. But now we have a really amazing development director, Liz Brodeck, who I've been able to delegate some of that stuff to. She is very passionate about tourism and bringing people. You will never find somebody who's more excited about Wausau than her. So
it does feel to me, and again, this is just, I'm taking a step away from you know, my microphone hat or everything else. It does feel like this area is missing some opportunities when it comes to, I think some of the, I've mentioned to you, I thought the idea of, again, I love the hockey too much, but I just think that having somewhere, an arena where the state is looking for somewhere to hold a state tournament.
Right.
It feels like Wausau should be a hub when it comes to high school state tournaments and different sports. It just feels like we haven't talked about stuff like that enough, or if I'm not hearing enough about it. Is there opportunities that you see within your role of Wausau, Wausau mayor, that we can move forward on? Because obviously you can't do something like that alone. There has to be, there's a lot of layers to it. But it does feel like in certain respects we are missing some opportunities.
Yeah, well, and part of that is some of our equipment is pretty old. So when you look at hockey, for instance, right? I mean, you've probably seen the things that can go wrong at Marathon Park. But the good news is that part of their strategic plan for the West Side Master Plan, Jamie presented a new hockey arena. So is that something that we can get funded through a variety of private maybe a few
I was
going to
ask you about that. How do you, say you have this plan. There's been many plans over the years in different areas. Where do you start when it comes to funding for that? Do you start with the public options, or do you try to go to some people that you know of privately that you may feel like has an interest? Where do you start with something like that?
Yeah, well, you know, I can tell you, and this is largely a county thing because it's a county park, but you know, one of the things we did with North Central Healthcare when I was on the board, right, is we rebuilt the aquatic therapy pool. It was the very first person to call me when I was elected, told me that that needed to be fixed. And I was like, all right, I'm listening, lady. Marianne, I got you. And so that was a $3.1 million project. And I wanted to push. I don't care who pays for it, let's go. And the county board ultimately decided on a compromise. Okay, the private side, can you raise half of this money in donations. And should you do that in, I don't know, 2 or 3 months, we will pay for the rest of it. Do you want to know what they did? They raised all that money in 2 months. Mm. So I think, you know, you present the idea, you take the temperature of your community, and then you move forward. And sometimes it's a compromise.
Right.
Often it's a compromise.
Right.
So I can see that happening. I think we've got a lot of generosity in our community.
Absolutely. But again, I just really do feel like there are chances here to, as you talk about these tourism dollars.
Yeah. I mean, well, and look at the curling club.
Yes.
How was that?
Exactly.
You know, it's huge private donations, and it's constantly filled to capacity every every winter.
Exactly. Absolutely. You have a couple more minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, because
you didn't even ask me the hard stuff yet.
I got to ask you about one more hard thing when we
All
come
right.
back.
Do we have a break first?
We have a break
right,
first.
I'm going to we'll take a sip of water.
Take a deep breath, and we'll come right back again. The mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, again, will be joined by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin coming up in hour number two as well. I'm Chad Holmes. It is 2:47. Beautiful Tuesday. Temperature of 80 degrees. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. David Byrne is the best. Remain in Light, 1980 album, Once in a Lifetime, lead single.
That was pre-Katie. But I still have it on vinyl and listen to it. I love it.
It's one of the early MTV staples. I remember when our family first got cable TV in the early 80s. You could turn on MTV and see Talking Heads.
So. And now MTV News is no longer.
I know.
All these things.
When I saw Kurt Loder trending, I thought maybe he died.
Thank goodness that's
not
the case.
I know, but he's still with us, and Tabitha Soren and all of them.
Oh, my gosh. You're triggering some memories here.
I know. She's Mayor Katie Rosenberg. I'm Chad Holmes, 2:51 here on this Tuesday afternoon. One thing I like about you is you say whatever you want to ask, you can ask. And
I can't promise you're going to like what I have to say.
And I can't promise you'll like the question either. But
at least that's what we can promise each other. No promises.
I went to lunch the other day, and I grabbed the city pages while I was eating.
As one does.
And then I'm paging through it, and there's this one page. It was like letter to the editor, and it's a really long letter and from former Councilman Keene Winters. And back in the day, I've had talked to Keene, and nice enough guy. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't very nice to the city in terms of what he talked about things he's talked about in the past.
Yeah, kind of his bit.
It was his bit, but he wrote a lot. I got maybe two questions, but I'll start with the first one. When you hear the criticism like that, basically starting off, the city, basically, I use the term clown show.
Sure.
Does that get under your skin? Because I know you work with a lot of people that you probably respect, work hard. When you see that kind of criticism right off the top, talking about some of these areas, what's your response?
You know, I think everybody's entitled to their opinion. And, you know, this discussion preceded me. It does not get under my skin. That's to answer your question. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't. It takes really a lot to get under my skin. And this isn't it. You know, I think, you know, we live in a democracy where we deserve to criticize our government and talk about the kinds of things that we think would improve it. And here I am. I'm in the arena. I think the same things. I want to improve city functions and government, right? Like, that's why I'm here. Sometimes it's slower than I wish. Sometimes my attention gets taken away from things that I initially thought was important. But I do not feel bad for focusing on things like water or our response to COVID. So, you know, we're gonna face those criticisms. Mm-hmm. Debt's gonna be one of those criticisms. You know, people who know a little bit about financing are gonna be concerned, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and we're a lot different than the county. When I think about when I came in with my background, what I thought we could do versus what in reality we need to do versus, you know, we're planning how we pay off this debt.
In so many ways, whether it's at the local level, the state level, or the national level, the idea that in March of 2020, when we went into a global pandemic, frankly, we've got out of it probably a lot better than one could have expected.
Yeah.
Would you say, because you've been in the trenches on this, man, I mean, when you think about what possibly could have happened economically, yeah, and in terms of government and the, and I, something I said to somebody else, I was reading that article and I saw all these numbers and my eyes start to glaze over a little bit. But because I want to hear about what it does to affect people within a community. But in a sense, to get through what we did was a minor miracle, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, really, it was a huge challenge. And I was talking to a reporter a few weeks ago about this, and they asked me, you know, don't you feel bad about everything related to COVID and what you had to do? And I frankly haven't had the opportunity to process that on my own yet. Yeah. You know, I'm still living it. We're still living with some of those ramifications. We've lost people. And I think that's the thing that really was hard for me, was seeing my friends post on Facebook that their grandpa died from COVID, that their wife was sick, that they have long haul COVID. You know, so this is where I know that focusing on the critical issues of the day is always going to be the winner. The things that are affecting your community most intimately is always going to be important. Mm-hmm. So no matter what I say during a campaign or what people write to the editor or whatever, you know, like, I have to be able to live with myself all the time. And that's going to be focusing on the people here.
And I think when we even hear about the national big story right now,
debt ceiling, yeah, is that what you mean?
When the senator comes in, I'll be asking about that, because something that I said earlier, she does so very well, is she localizes things.
She does.
And I think with yourself, it even gets beyond that. I mean, it gets to individual people. Because when you talk about massive cuts, what does that mean? Well, it means that probably a lot of people that are struggling are going to lose some benefits.
Right.
And it's something that really annoyed me last week on Thursday. I say that about three times every time I talk to you, but was a press conference with the Republican leadership where they asked, well, would you consider as part of this to raise taxes on the super wealthy? And the response was laughter. And I'm thinking, you know, laughter?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, because you have to deal with people whose lives are altered when you make a decision on a line item in a budget, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I take that personally.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that gets under my skin, right?
Yeah.
Knowing that 48% of the city of Wausau is considered an ALICE population, right? ALICE, asset limited, income constrained, but employed. Okay, they're working so hard to pay for everything. And so any little thing that we do can have a big impact on them. So what are we trying to do? We're trying to fix childcare in our community.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make sure that they have water so that their families are safe and that they're safe. We're trying to bring in more sources of funding so that we can maybe figure out how to do less when it comes to property taxes. And, you know, now we're talking about, you know, revaluation because we're not actually where we need to be according to the state statutes, right? So, like, I take that personally. And I know that, you know, you take things personally when those people matter to you.
Exactly.
So if people are laughing at the idea of the people who have the most paying a little bit more, it tells you who they're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try to always stay with where I'm at. I grew up on the southeast side of Wausau. I still live there. I live next door to a lady who remembers my dad when he was a baby. You know, like, those are my people. This is my people. This is what matters to me. So everything I focus on is going to be a Wausau issue.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. Again, always appreciate you coming by, spending so much time talking about whatever pops into my head.
T-ball walks in.
I know.
Here at some point
I want you to stick around.
If I sit here long enough.
Absolutely. No. Absolutely. You stick around here, but I mentioned to you that my time is changing, so hopefully you'll be able to come in the morning and help to lift me up.
Right.
As you said,
espresso.
sometimes it's tough in the morning. I tell you, sometimes it's tough.
I'm a night owl.
Me too. But thank you again.
Thank you so much.
The mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll have a look at news again with CVS and Civic Media. Then, of course, in hour number two, we'll have a chance to talk to the U.S. Senator from the state of Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin. That's coming up here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking